This is Uncorked with David Wilson.
With wine, it's often all about age. With beer, freshness gives brewers bragging rights. But not so fast. These days, craft beer makers are watching winemakers very carefully. More after this.
Imagine four fabulous days celebrating the delights of food and wine. That's Sunset Savor the Central Coast coming to San Luis Obispo County. Sip more than 200 wines. Indulge in culinary bites from over 30 local chefs. Meet winemakers, brewmasters, and artisans. Discover the latest trends in food and wine from the experts at Sunset Magazine. Visit SavorCentralCoast.com. San Luis Obispo County. Pure playtime.
Your Savor the Central Coast adventure begins September 25th.
The words are downright magic when it comes to wine. Barrel aged. Yes, indeed, it definitely costs more money and it takes more time to produce a wine that has spent a good portion of its formative years in an oak barrel. But these days, beer makers are finding a lot to love by studying winemaking success. Fine wine, particularly reds, can improve appreciably with barrel aging. Not only does the process impart some unique flavors, but it also adds a measure of complexity to the final product. Now, thanks in part to something of an accident, barrel-aged beer is becoming a growing trend. About a decade ago, an Irish whiskey maker was searching for a custom-brewed beer to season whiskey barrels with the intent of imparting a special finish to the distilled spirit. Accordingly, the Innis & Gunn Brewing Company in Edinburgh created the beer which was held in the barrels for a period of time. Once the seasoning process was complete, the beer was supposed to be poured down the drain. But apparently, some of it was poured down the throats of distillery workers who found the unwanted beer to be very desirable indeed. If it works for wine, why not for beer? Let's just call it a very happy accident. This is David Wilson, Uncorked.